Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, August 26th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, and a special guest. Continued sunny and hot, but maybe a thunderstorm today. Maybe. The complete forecast coming up right after the Blacklands Cafe. Chef Sean's special in the cafe today, the broccoli frittata. Today's factoid, in 1907, an ad campaign for Kellogg's Corn Flakes offered a free box of cereal to any woman who would wink at her grocer. Birthdays.
Jesus said, "I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. Hungry not only for bread, hungry for love."
Mother Teresa, born on this day in 1910. Former Washington Post editor Ben Bradley is 93. Boston Celtics great Tom Heinsohn is 80. Melissa McCarthy is 44 today. Home Alone child star Macaulay Culkin, he's 34. This day in history, August 26, 1920, the 19th Amendment giving women the right to vote was declared to be in effect. This day in 1939, the first televised baseball game at Ebbets Field in Brooklyn between the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. Trending, the latest celebrity to take the ALS Ice Water Challenge, Kermit the Frog.
On my count, 3, 2, 1. No problem. I'm okay.
On the KETR events calendar, the regular weekly drum circle on the square in downtown Sulphur Springs tonight from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Please bring any kind of drum that's played by hand. For example, Congo drums, bongos, tambourines, maracas, shakers, and so on. No trap drums or timbales, please. Alcohol and drugs are prohibited. This is a non-political, non-religious event. All ages are welcome. Restroom facilities are provided. And of course, they have the famous glass restrooms on the Sulphur Springs Square. For more information on events in Northeast Texas, see events at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from Mother Teresa, born this day in 1910. We shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do. Our guest in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Good morning.
Good morning, Dad John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. And Lavelle, you have a special guest with you this
morning. Not only do I have a special guest, he's defined as the guest, the president of the university, Dr. Dan Jones.
Dr. Jones, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, John Mark.
Well, we're going to talk with Lavelle about a program that he is going to be heading up. Come this fall, and it's, you call it Bi-Commerce, is that right?
Bi-Commerce, support local. I spoke with the president back in June and said, look, can we get all the university employees to, spend some time here in Commerce, buying at Walmart, Brookshire's, and so forth, because you have a lot of employees that live here on campus and some don't, and I bounced the idea off of him, and he graciously said, I think it would be wonderful. We can get all our employees here at the university purchasing products, and then, of course, the city is involved with it. Blake Cooper down at the school board is also involved in it. So we have all of these employees that don't necessarily live here in Commerce that are going to be buying and supporting local October the 5th through the 11th.
Dr. Jones, what's your point of view on this?
Oh, I think this is an incredibly good idea. I really applaud Dr. Hendricks for coming up with this. You know, the university is very important to the life of this community. We contribute a lot to it economically, but the fact of the matter is that many of our employees do not live in Commerce. They pick up their paycheck in Commerce, and then they take it someplace else to spend. So we owe it to our neighbors here in Commerce to help out as best we can, and I think one of the best ways that we can help out is to exercise our economic clout right here where we pick up our paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Any way of saying how many A&M Commerce faculty and staff come into Commerce every day from other towns?
You know, that's a good question, John Mark. We have a little over 1,000 employees here, and I can just give you, this would just be a top-of-the-head guess, but I would guess that something on the order to over 60%, over half, live someplace other than Commerce.
Is that right?
Yeah,
really?
And, some of them are in Rockwall, some are in Mesquite, things like that. Mm-hmm. Some of them are in Greenville, Sulphur mm-hmm. Springs. A lot of them actually do spend their paycheck here because they're coming in from, some of the little rural communities, mm-hmm. Ben Franklin and Lone mm-hmm. Oak and places like that. Mm-hmm. But we can always do more, and we can always do better. Yeah.
It wasn't always that way.
No, that's true. When you talk to faculty and staff who have been here for a while, you know, they talk about their kids growing up together. John Mark, I think you could probably speak to this yourself. Kids growing up together, and forming relationships and so forth, and a lot of social networks. And actually, some of our retired faculty and staff have maintained those networks. You visit people like Paul Johnson and others of that generation, and they have lifelong friends right here in Commerce. But it's a different era.
Yeah. We're talking with A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, and University President, Dr. Dan Jones. Dr. Jones, we've seen some nice additions in Commerce really over the past year or two in the way of restaurants, retail outlets.
Yes. Yeah, very encouraging, isn't it? And more on the way. Dickie's Barbecue, the new Black Angus Steakhouse has opened up. And one of the most exciting things that the university has been able to help with was the sale of a one-acre tract right there at the corner of Culver and Highway 24, where CVS plans to build one of its retail pharmacies. Mm-hmm. And that's going to bring jobs here, that's going to bring sales tax revenue here, and it's going to make A&M Commerce a better place for our students to live and learn. It's really going to help out with our resident life population.
Mm-hmm. Lavelle, there may be some more opportunities to shop here than a lot of faculty and staff, other employees of other organizations who come in from out of town realize.
Well, again, that's the whole focus behind what we're trying to do the week of October the 5th through the 11th. It's to encourage not only employees here at the university, but again, Blake Cooper, the school district, is behind this. The hospital district, Alicia Withcock, is behind this. Mark Clayton down at City Hall, he's behind it. So we're giving all of our employees from these four different entities an opportunity to shop local, buy local, let's support commerce. Let's go to Walmart and buy our big ticket items. Let's get our gas at Brookshire's and some of the other places. Let's get our printing things down at Latson Printing downtown on the square. So we have a lot of organizations, and I've spoken with several businesses about this. Paul Voss down at the chamber office, he's also very excited about it, and talked with people who own various businesses here in town, and they're looking forward to it. We want to make an economic impact, and whole focus, John Mark, is to do it here in the fall. We want to do it again in the spring, and we want to get people into the frame of thinking that when they need gas, buy it while they're here. When they need to buy something, buy it while they're here in town.
Mm-hmm. Have you done anything new, or is there anything new in your plans for this since the last time we talked?
The fact that we're here on your program this morning is helping immensely with that. Paul Voss down at the Chamber's office is disseminating information to the various businesses as well. So we're getting this thing fired up, and the president has graciously agreed during his community updates, going to share also with the university communities also to support this idea.
Dr. Jones, the university, it's a wonderful university, everybody realizes, but if the town that it's in is struggling, then it's not good for the university.
Absolutely. This is we're in this together. We need to help each other out. Students, one of the things that students, think long and hard about before coming here, they may love the university, and they come to Commerce, and there's not much going on here, And when you're 18 years old, things like that are important. I kind of like the fact there's not much going on here, but I bring a different set of experiences to the table.
You're not 18, are you?
I'm not 18.
I picked up on that. But no, it's important to the university for the town to do well also.
Absolutely.
You bet. Lavelle Hendricks and Dr. Dan Jones, thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Hot chocolate, thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's the hot chocolate always with Lavelle.
Right. Thank you.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.